Okay, so you're doing a sock drive. Why socks? Where are they going?
Why socks? That's a good question. Why not socks? Socks are cheap. I can buy a lot of socks with a little bit of money. It's a good donation item that anybody can afford to donate. The rescue workers right now on the Jersey Shore are standing out in freezing cold ice water for hours and hours trying to go door to door and clean up debris. And their biggest complaint when they get back to their stations is that their feet are freezing. Some stations don't even have electricity in order to dry their socks. So they're desperate right now for warm, dry socks.
Okay, and you said you talked to the fire department in Toms River?
I did. I spoke with the fire department a couple of days after the storm and kind of ran this by him to see if he thought it was a great idea. There were six fire stations in the Toms River area. They're down to three. There's 350 volunteer firemen working out of three stations right now. Some of those stations have no power.
Okay, and so it's sort of fitting that you are actually collecting socks at fire stations here in Chattanooga, right?
That is correct. Our six of our local fire stations will have donation boxes, and I have a list of the stations involved and their addresses. The main fire administration building, which is on Wisdom Street, will be taking donations, as well as fire stations 1, 3, 17, 19, and 21. So they'll have collection boxes available. Just feel free to drop by. They know you're coming. Bring them some new socks. Let me emphasize new. We don't want old people's old smelly socks. We want brand new socks in packages to ship to New Jersey. My children attend Normal Park School, and they are also going to be having collection boxes at both campuses, as well as this Saturday. We have a function called Normal Palooza, which is a big street fair. And I have a booth set up at Normal Palooza, and we're going to be taking sock donations there as well.
Steinman will also be selling pumpkins at Normal Palooza that are left over from Normal Park's Halloween pumpkin sale. Now the pumpkins have a pie recipe tied to their stems. Each pumpkin purchase will pay for a pair of socks. Steinman is taking money donations, too. You can donate to Box of Socks, that's socks spelled S-O-X, at any area FSG bank, or you can go to boxofsocks.chipin.com, and you can find Box of Socks on Facebook. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.